Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, student, teacher, oracle. Oh, the list goes on and on and on and on. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for sharing Reality Spirituality. Happiness specialist, what the hell? You know, someone told me this week, someone actually wrote a review for me, and they said, Rebecca's happy all the time. And I'm going to push back on that. No, what I share on this show, I'm not happy all the time. But what I am is, and what I do practice, and when I say happiness is a practice skill, and what I do practice is I am at peace with whatever is happening, with whatever I'm experiencing all the time. That is a true statement. I am at peace. And why am I at peace at whatever happens? It's because of the practice. It's the because of the practice trusting, letting go without resistance, knowing that whatever is happening to me is supposed to happen for my betterment. Yes, I am at peace. I'm not even going to say all the time, but listen, if I'm ever back and forth and back and forth, I know the truth, and you know the truth too. So it's not happy all the time, but there is a solid feeling, there is a solid energy of being rooted in peace. Let me just get back to the show, especially for my new listeners. The show has been growing organically for the last, geez, for a long time, but it's really picking up now. I have no idea why. Don't even concern myself with it. But let me just share a little bit about what this show is about. When I say let me just give you my definition of happiness. My definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace. Oh, I just said that. The ability to be at peace regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what doesn't happen. You know, when you want something to happen, it doesn't happen. Well, I'm at peace with that. And the reason is, not the reason, but the practice is being okay with life. Life is an experience without judgment. I've said it forever. Life is just an experience without judgment. And my purpose is just to enjoy the ride, to sit back and enjoy and witness the ride. That's my job. That's my only job. That's my responsibility, to enjoy it all. It's not easy to enjoy the challenge. It's not easy to enjoy what life throws at you. Baseball bat back to the head. But that's why it's a practice. And it all depends on the individual looking in the mirror and asking themselves on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is this happiness? I'm going to have to change it to peace. How important is this peace to you? Is it important for you to be at peace? Is that even a goal, an agenda, an intention? Because you can still travel through this world and do what you got to do and achieve your human goals, but with what energy? And that's what I share on the show. So what is your definition of happiness, my dear audience? And who or what is subtracting from your peace and happiness today? What's subtracting? What is subtracting? Is it external? Is it anything external that's subtracting? You know, the topic was the importance of practicing patience and how patience and happiness or patience and peace affect you? Can you be at peace while rushing? Can you be at peace? I'm going to say that again because it was so good. Can you be at peace while you're rushing? I don't know about you, but if I'm rushing, I'm feeling anxious. I have to try that. Can I be at peace while rushing? I haven't been very peaceful while I'm rushing, if I'm rushing. But anyway, I digress again. The other question I want to ask my dear audience, can other people hurt your feelings? Either yes or no. Can other people offend you? Either yes or no. Can other people push your buttons? Ooh-wee! And apparently, I push a lot of buttons. I know. Sometimes I push my own buttons. And the key is, the trick is, the truth is, those buttons are clues. Those buttons, and you know that feeling when something happens and you're spiked up or you change or your energy shifts. The program is, it's because of what's happening. And I'm here to tell you that that just ain't true. Speaking about programs, I just have to get this in. I have to get it in because this is one of my, I just love sharing this. It's about, it pains me. It just pains me. Because I can feel it already. The world, there's so many, and this is without judgment. I'm going to say this is without judgment. This is just what is out there. There are so many, I'm wondering if I, yeah, there's so many things about manifesting. I can manifest a new house, manifest more money, manifest a relationship, manifest a job. You know that manifesting thing that people either jump on the bandwagon or don't. Well, I'm off that bandwagon, and I quoted this a while ago, maybe about a month ago, and I've been getting pushback on it, but I'm going to stand firm. I'm standing firm here, 2 feet in the ground. And the thing is, the ego or your mind wants you to believe you can manifest something. Listen to me on this one. The ego wants you to believe you can manifest something, but the truth is, who's manifesting anything that doesn't cost money? House, car. Who's manifesting something that doesn't cost money? I want you to manifest a star, manifest a planet, manifest the cure for cancer, or manifest the cure for that other C word. Manifest that. Manifest yourself growing 3 inches taller. I know I'm talking, listen, happiness specialist, I'm up here, I'm already on fire. Manifest that. Or not. Let me comment all the way down. See, those are the kind of things. Manifest. And let me throw this in too. This thing about blocks, having blocks. Oh, I have a throat, a chakra block. I'm blocked. I'm blocked from receiving my abundance. You know all that stuff. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm not saying judgment. But my practice is, I'm not blocked from anything. Nothing. Because if the universe wants me to experience something, if the universe wants me to have something, guess what? Nothing or no one can stop it. If the universe wants me to have anything, there's nothing that can stop it. My blocks? I'm not buying into that. I'm blocked. And you can buy into it if you like. I'm not buying into the I'm blocked. But let me get to today's show, because today's show about patience, this is about practicing patience, and this is part two. And the reason why it's part two is because last week I got a call from one of my favorite listeners, Robert Sharp. I don't know if he's listening or not, but this show is dedicated to you. Because when I was talking about having patience last week, and I was telling him that, or not him, but I was just telling the audience how I was forced, how I was awakened to another level of how to practice patience. That's right. Waken to another level of practicing patience. And it came about this new level of practicing patience, because you can feel the vibration of patience. You can feel it. You can feel it. Your shoulders go down. You're relaxed. You're at ease. It's a different vibe. It's a totally different feeling. It's a totally different energy when you are relaxed and you have patience. And that's what I'm talking about, that vibration of having patience throughout your day, throughout your life, that level. Not a level of sometimes I practice it, sometimes I don't. I get that. Sometimes I have it, sometimes I don't. But the practice of being patient starts with patience with self. Are you patient with yourself? Are you patient with your own growth? Are you patient with your own journey? Are you vibrating? Oh, I forgot to write that one in. Are you vibrating the vibration of feeling satisfied in the moment? Either you're feeling satisfied in the moment, and I've said this a million times, or you're feeling dissatisfied. So feeling satisfied in the moment doesn't mean that you can't keep doing things, but there's a vibration. I'm satisfied in this moment. Thank you, universe, for this moment, regardless of how it feels, regardless of how it looks. Let me get to this. Woo-wee. Oh, you know what, kind of a fun thing before I get into the topic? I was watching Family Feud yesterday. Yes, I like to watch. Certain things make me laugh, and every day I'm going to laugh at something. I mean, I have to. it's like drinking water. I need to laugh every single day. I find something to laugh at. One of my go-tos is Family Feud with Steve Harvey. This guy, listen, regardless, I'm not going to watch him. I'm not going to go to a stand-up show. Now, he's not that funny. But in the moment with these people, he is hysterical with crossing his eyes, his looks. I don't know. It's just entertaining for me. How did I get so off the track? So I was watching Family Feud yesterday, and one of the questions on Family Feud was, what is it that everybody wants? Something like that. And the answer was happiness. It was happiness. Can you believe that answer? That was the number one answer. Or maybe it wasn't number one, but it was up there on the board. Anywho, I digress again. The world will sell you dissatisfaction. The world will tell you, be dissatisfied. Be dissatisfied with where you are, who you are, how much money you have, the relationship you have, how much you weigh, where you live. How many friends? The world sells dissatisfaction. And so it is a practice. The practice is to vibrate satisfaction. It's a lot of I'm dissatisfied. And I fall into it too until the reminder that every moment is perfection. Every moment that I experience is perfection. And you look out into the animal world, you look out into nature, and you tell me what's imperfect about nature. And so I'm right there with you. I'm right there with nature. Whatever is happening with nature, use nature as a clue. Use Mother Nature as a clue. The animals aren't running around here, oh gosh, I wish I... No. The programming is to feel dissatisfaction. Let me just share this too, because I like to share this. One of the studies, you can Google it. It's by a hospice nurse, Bronnie Ware. And I know if you've listened to the show, you've heard it a million times, but I got to say a million and one. There's a study that was done years ago. It's called the 5 most common regrets of the dying. So these people had weeks to live, days to live, months to live, and what were their biggest regrets? And I'm going to challenge you right now. What would, if you, tomorrow was your last day, would you have, what are your regrets? Would you have any regrets if tomorrow was your last day? Well, the most five most common regrets that kept coming up over and over and over again, number one, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. You know, I saw a post yesterday in LinkedIn, and this one guy said, you know, can everybody stop trying to work an 80-hour work week? Can we just stop and relax? What he was really saying is, can we just start enjoying this life for a moment or two? Can you take a breath? Listen to me. Can you take a breath and start just enjoying the journey as opposed to, oh, got to do this, got to, you know, he was really talking to the, quote, workaholics. And boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, did he get pushed back. Woo-wee! And the reason why he got pushed back is because some people, their buttons are pushed. Everybody has different perspectives. Even this happiness peace thing, I am open to you not even agreeing with me. And, in fact, I love the challenge. I'm okay if you don't agree. I'm okay if you think something else is more important. I'm okay with all of that. Because one of the things that I practice is being okay with others and being okay with their journey and not sticking my nose in their journey and thinking I know what's better for someone else. We are as different as our fingerprints. We are that different. And so the practice is accepting the differences and being okay with the differences without judgment. So the other thing was, I wish I didn't work so hard. And so I know I'm going back and forth. So I posted under his post, and I says, you know, I get what you're trying to say, but one of the things I do is let these people go. Let these people be them, be who they are. You want to work 90 hours? Go for it. I'm not going to do it, but you can. Whatever, this is an old saying, whatever floats your boat, and I've never even said that before in my life, whatever floats your boat. But yeah, the other thing is, other than the five biggest regrets, is I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and my mind. I wish I would have stayed in contact with my friends, and I wish I would have let myself be happier. Now, you have the five most common regrets of the dying, and one of them is, I wish I would have let myself be happier. That's a mic drop for me. Let's get to today's topic. And the number to call in if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. If you want to speak with me live, just press the number 1. We have a few people in the queue. Press number 1, and you can talk to me live and comment on the show or even have a question. Let's get back to practicing patience part 2. Ooh-wee! Last week, if you recall, I feel like a Batman episode, remember? Batman and Robin are stuck, and now next week, same time, same bat channel. Well, I'm really dating myself. And now we had to find out how Batman and Robin got out of their dilemma. They were almost got their heads chopped off. How did they get out of it? How did they escape from the Joker and the Riddler and Catwoman? Wow, am I going off on a different tangent? Okay, so let me get back to practicing patience. So if you listen to last week's show, I'm just going to give you a real quick summary of what happened. I was sharing how I have learned to take patience to another level, even to the point where if I'm in a grocery store, if I'm anywhere, a line getting gas at Costco, anywhere I'm lined up or I'm around other people, there's another level of patience. And that other level is, someone's in front of me, and or even if they're waiting at the light, even if it's a red light and the lights turn green, and I'm behind them, I'm not going to honk. I'm going to sit there and wait and wait and wait and patiently wait. Now, years ago, before I moved to Oregon, I'm up there honking or somebody's in front of me in the grocery store. Excuse me. No, it's another level. It's another level of patience. And so the pushback was last week, which Robert brought to my attention. He says, well, no, if somebody is in the store and they are in front of me and they're not aware that I need to get around them or I need to go past them and they're in the middle of the aisle and I can't get away, you know, can't go around them with them in their basket. there is basket etiquette in the store. There really is. Some people follow it and some people don't. And one of the points that Robert brought up is that if he's standing there and someone is not aware that they're blocking the aisle or they're blocking the path, that he thinks that he believes, which is good for him, we're as different as our fingerprints, he believes that it is his, that he, and I don't want to misquote him, but it's okay to say, oh, excuse me, you're not self-aware, you're in my way, move. And that's okay too. I'm saying that's another strategy too. But after long thought, and really, because I knew there was something else that the universe wanted me to mention, and the universe wanted me to add. And thank goodness they gave it to me, because I didn't have an answer for him last week. Scratch the I didn't have an answer. I didn't have more. And I knew, I could feel that there was more to this story. So let's go back. I wrote everything down. Where are my notes? The minute you need something from someone else, you need them to be self-aware, you need them not to be rude, you need them not to be disrespectful, you need them to call you, you need them. Whenever you need something from someone else, you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position, to experience anxiety. Anxiety, stress, a little anxious, bothered, annoyed, irritated, throw in all of that. It's an energy. The words aren't really, I know we need words to communicate, but the words are not what I'm trying to convey. It's really an energy. Oh, I need them to notice, or I need them to be polite, or I need them to be respectful. You know, this root, I need them, whatever you need, if you need something from someone else, be prepared, get ready to experience some kind of anxiety, some kind of anxiousness, some kind of dis-ease, some kind of something. And especially if you say what someone else is doing, and this is one thing that Robert said last week, is that it's going to affect his day. It affects your day. What someone else is doing can affect your day, whether or not you're going to have a good day, a bad day. What someone else is doing can affect your day in any single way. Wow, I'm rhyming. Either they're calling you, they're not calling you, their behavior can affect how you feel. You already know that you're setting yourself up. Let me give you a perfect example. Perfect example. Because if you're dependent on anybody else, if you're depending on your external or someone else to determine whether you're going to have a good day or not, hey, get ready to crash into the wall. And here we go. The earth and the sun. The sun and the earth. The sun, the earth, the moon. The moon, the earth, the sun. The sun, the earth, the moon. The moon, the earth, the sun. The earth is dependent on the moon. The earth is dependent on the sun for its survival. The earth is dependent on the moon for its rotational tilt. The sun is an entity in its own, it's self-contained. The sun is self-contained, does not need the earth or the moon. The practice is, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the practice is be a self-contained entity where you're not dependent on anything or anyone to make you to make you feel any certain way. It's very, very simple. You're either an earth or you're a sun. A sun, star, same thing, right? Isn't a star? Same thing. I'm just going to use sun just to keep it simple. Sun. You're either the earth or the sun. No judgment here. You want to be an earth? You want to be dependent on the sun and the moon? That's good, but know that if the sun, notice if the sun and the moon disappear or have a or take a break on that day, you're going to be affected. If you are a self-contained energy, just like the sun, guess what? The moon and the earth can dance and leave and go their merry way, and you are still fine, and you are still okay. So that's what I mean when I say anything external. I mean, the programming is to blame, is to say, yes, it's because of that happening. It's because of that is the reason why I'm feeling this way. And that's another practice, to let go of the stories as to why you're feeling any kind of way. You're feeling whatever you feel, and even letting go of the labels, sad, mad, depressed, happy, angry, peaceful, all of that. Humans will experience all kinds of feelings, up, down, good, easy, not easy. I like to use, I haven't used this in a long time, I like to use the example of water and the different states of water. You put water in the freezer, it's going to be an ice cube. You put water in a pot. Thank goodness I caught that one. You put water in a pot, put it on the stove, turn the fire on, and that water is going to get hotter and hotter and eventually steam, and evaporate. So there's different stages of water. And so all I'm sharing is you can either be an ice cube, rigid, or you can be light and airy and not and just light. And can you maintain that state? It's maintaining the lightness. It's maintaining that light, easy energy through all of the challenges. And that's the practice. If you've listened, I just want to share this story again. It was April the 8th. I had hip replacement surgery. By the way, it was one of the easiest surgeries ever because it was the new procedure, anterior hip replacement. Coming in through the front, I walked the same day where they come in through the front of the body as opposed to the side. Anywho, if you listen to that show, this is a couple of days later, I went to a rehab facility, and I'm just going to repeat the story because this is a perfect example of the practice, and especially because this story, this could be a national story. I'm at a rehab center. The next day, right after surgery, I'm just going to be there 2 days. And I shared this before. And the nurse came in and said, you need a tuberculosis test. Now, I looked at her and I said, no, I don't need a tuberculosis test. And I refused. I refused. And then the nurse came back, and she came back to my room, and she says, are you sure? That's part of our policy. We need you to have a tuberculosis test. Now, I shared this story before in April, but I have to share it again because this is a great example of when I say, being a son, and you are your own entity. Nothing, there is absolutely nothing outside of you that's going to make you feel or affect your energy, just like the sun. The sun left. The moon, the earth, can affect the sun. That's, come on. So I said, no, I'm refusing your tuberculosis test. And then, the head nurse in charge comes in. I guess she says, Rebecca, we're going to have to transfer you out if you refuse a tuberculosis test. Now, I'm smart enough to know that all of these tests, these extra tests, are just about collecting extra money from the insurance, which is, listen, that's your thing. I'm not struggling with that, but I'm not going to subject myself to a test that I don't need. I mean, I've just been tested to go to surgery. You're tested a lot with a lot of different things. I don't need a tuberculosis test. But anyway, this head nurse comes in and she says, well, if you refuse the test, you're going to have to leave our facility. This is the day after surgery. I'm in my room, and she says, you're going to have to leave the facility. I said, well, leave the facility? Where am I going? Back to the hospital. Now, mind you, it was a Saturday night. I'll never forget it because I had surgery on Friday. It was a Saturday night. It was probably about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening. And she's telling me I have to leave. Thank God for the practice. And I didn't resist anything that she said. In fact, if you really want to know the truth, I turned on the sugar. I turned on the sweetness extra. You know when something is too sweet? It's too much. It's too sweet. I turned on the sweetness. Oh, and that's really, that's really annoying. Okay, no problem. That kind of sweetness. And the more I turned on the sweetness, and the angrier she got. And she says, I'm not kidding. We're sending you out. I said, okay, that's all right. Pack your bags. Oh, okay. For 2 hours, this nurse, this head nurse came to my room. And for 2 hours, it was 10:30, 11. It was after 11 o'clock. She threatened, she's calling 911 to escort me back to the hospital. And I said, this is what she said. She says, because you're in pain. And I said, I'm not in any pain. She said, well, you're in danger to yourself. And I said, I'm not. But she insisted, she needed a reason to call 911. She needed a concrete reason to call 911 to get me to transport me back to the hospital. And so she was making something up. So now she's lying. Here I am. She's lying. And I said, I'm not in any pain, and I'm not in any danger to myself. And I said it just like that. But still, my dear audience, it was after 11 o'clock. Guess who shows up at the door of my room? 911 with a stretcher. I've told this story before. I think I told it once. With a stretcher. And, I mean, I pack all my little things. I just had a couple of bags. Pack my things. Pack my medication. Here I am in the middle of the night being transported. And mind you, trust me, believe me, my vibration did not shift. I was so peaceful with all of what she said to me, all of the things that weren't true. transport me to back to the hospital. I had no idea what's going to happen when I did go back to the hospital. I just knew that I'm just going to ride with it, universe. Let's go. Let's go. Sure enough, I mean, I've never been transported by 911 before. Put me on the gurney, crank you, and they crank you all the way up really high, so you feel like you're sitting on a throne, all the way out to the ambulance, all the way out to the parking lot in the back. Now, I'm telling you right now, absolutely nothing. I amazed myself being so calm. Threats, lies, hours of threats. I'm being transported back to the hospital. I've been told that I'm a danger to myself and that I'm in pain. None of it's true. Okay, what's next, universe? What's next? The calmness, I experienced it, and I know it's almost unbelievable. I get in the ambulance, and I tell the two EMTs, I said, you know, I'm not in any pain at all. They said, well, why are you going to the hospital? I said, because she doesn't want me in the facility because she wants me to take a tuberculosis test. I said it just like that, matter-of-factly. And then what happened was the EMTs, quote, fought, I'm using air quotes on that, fought for me. Back, calling the manager of the facility, calling their supervisor. I mean, everybody was getting involved, and I just sat there. I sat there on my stretcher, laid there on my stretcher, watching everything unfold. When I tell you, when I give you the example of standing up in the middle of a rowboat, standing in the middle of the rowboat in the Atlantic Ocean, and there's storms brewing, waves crashing up, down. That's life. Life is always up and down. Fires to be put out all the time. I've never experienced that much peace with so, well, I'm not going to say never, but that was a lot of, quote, chaos around me. And it felt like the more chaos, the more peaceful I felt, the energy of peace. Because I knew I'm okay with whatever happens, universe. I'm not affected by the moon or the sun. I'm not the earth. I'm the sun. Self-contained energy. Self-contained peace. It's a practice. This peace is a practice skill. And what is the practice? Here we go. Thinking anything is serious. Let me back up. What behaviors subtract from your peace and your happiness? What behaviors subtract from peace and happiness? Number one, this is in any kind of order, but thinking anything is serious. I didn't think anything was serious that night. Even being transported by 911. Now, I knew these people were wasting their time and they a lot of resources. I mean, that's an expense. Oh, by the way, I had that woman, I had her on tape. The last time that, one of the last times that she came, because she just kept coming probably every half hour, 20 minutes to threaten that she's going to call 911 if I didn't change my mind. So finally, I said, you know, I'll just have this on tape. You know how you just press an audio on the phone, you can just start recording an audio message. So the last time she was in the room, I have her on tape saying, I'm taking you were going to the hospital, I'm going to tell them you're a danger, I'm going to tell them you're in pain, and I have myself saying that's not true. So I even had it on tape. But the practice was thinking anything was serious. No. Thinking anything was important? No. Giving any power to what she said, her threats? Absolutely not. How do you threaten the universe? How do you threaten the sun? How do you threaten the sun? How do you threaten God? What? No. What you say to me? I remember those days when, yes, you could make me feel a certain way. You can make me feel good. You can make me feel bad. I remember those days. But this is 2022. That shit doesn't happen anymore. I don't care what anyone says to me or what anyone does. If I'm feeling a certain way, it's not because of what's happening. If I'm feeling a certain way, it's just because it's time for me to feel a certain way. It's not because when the sun explodes or the sun shoots out all of these, you have these sunstorms, it's just because it's time to have a sunstorm. It has nothing to do with what anyone can say to me. It's a practice, though, my dear audience. It's a practice. The other thing that subtracts from your peace is resisting what is. Resisting what's happening in the moment. The other thing that subtracts from happiness that is a practice is trying to control anyone or anything outside of yourself. You know, when Robert was talking about, this was last week, when he was talking about the person that was in front of him and he said they're not self-aware. Let me tell you something. There are people that aren't interested in being self-aware. I'm interested, but just because I'm interested doesn't mean that they're interested and it's a good idea for them. I'm not putting a judgment on what other people do. I mean, I used to live to judge other people, but the problem with that is, my dear audience, it subtracts from your peace. Judgment of others subtract from your peace. I know it's not easy. But it starts with eliminating all judgments of self first. Stop judging self. Now, it's easy to say, Rebecca, it's easy to say to stop judging. How do I do that? Here we go. This is the answer. This is the answer. Because anything how to, it's not your job. It's not your responsibility. The universe is how. The universe answers all of those. How do I? How can I? So if I, you know, listen, I know very self-aware over here. I monitor, and it's mostly monitoring my ego and its thoughts, and its thoughts about the doom and gloom. Oh, the ego, my ego can just give me bad story after bad story, even being a happiness specialist. But the practice is just witnessing. I'm witnessing all this bad news, ego. Thank you. Thank you for the story, Leo, but I definitely know the truth. So the how-to is you just go outside, or you can even do it inside. I'm not even going to say God, but I do like going outside. Going outside, palms up in the air, and you just ask the universe, how do I develop more patience? How do I let go of judgments? How do I experience more peace in my life? How do I practice acceptance? How do I let go of thinking something is serious? Whatever you are challenged by, make a list and go outside and ask the universe, how can I? And let it go. Let it go. Do you have the patience? Oh, here we go. Oh, do you have the patience? Can you patiently wait for the answer? Can you patiently wait for answers? You always get answers. Whenever you question, you always get answers. Can you wait? Now, your ego doesn't want you to wait. The ego is all about impatience. But the awareness gives you the opportunity to know which voice is which. I'll give you a hint. The ego never has any good news. It's always a problem. it's always something. So whatever you need, so if I need somebody to be more self-aware, if I need somebody to be more, can you be nicer? You know, when I choose, I can be around people. When I don't choose, but usually it's what? I can't believe I'm talking, and you know, I'm talking with my eyes closed, and I just listened to the message, and it's almost time for the show to stop. Lord, yikes! Wow, was I off? I mean, I was just I'm in my own world here. Let me just back up and just go back to the behaviors that subtract from happiness. I believe I gave the example of the sun. You're either a sun or you're a planet. And it's your choice. If you're a planet, if you're the earth, you are dependent on the sun. You are dependent on outside. You are dependent on a moon. If you are a sun, if you feel that is a fit, if it feels like it's a fit, if you feel that's what you want, what you would be comfortable doing, that being a self-contained entity is very, very powerful. So the other behaviors that subtract from happiness on this topic is taking anything personally. Whatever this woman said to me, it wasn't personal. Oh, by the way, that whole charge for that evening there in that facility miraculously was not charged to my insurance. I didn't even ask. I didn't even do a follow-up. Let me just look over my patient's notes because I was just moving and going and going and going. So it's the power of the ability to create your own peace. Yes. So the sun doesn't depend on the stars. You have the ability to create your own peace. My peace doesn't come from anyone else. My good day, bad day doesn't come from anyone else or anything that happens. I don't need people to be respectful. I don't need people to be courteous. I don't need people to be self-aware. Whatever you need from someone else, you are going to be vulnerable to a state of anxiety. You are going to be vulnerable, waiting, and thinking that what they do is going to affect how you feel. And that's just not true. Well, it is if you're a planet. That is going to be true. But if you're the sun, you don't need the earth, the moon, the other planets to do anything. And let's get to the children here. What are we teaching our children? Are we teaching our children to be dependent on someone else to make us feel good or bad? Are we teaching our children to need someone else to say something to compliment us or that we feel good or to now they insult us, now we feel bad? No, thank you. No, thank you. Thank you for listening to today's show. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Follow me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I am getting everything together, people. I'm getting things up, changed, updated. It's going to take a little time, but I have the patience for it. I practice the patience for it. YouTube channel, I have a few YouTube videos up. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. I wrote a chapter in the collaboration book. It's called The Book I Read, which just talks about the book that has influenced me the most. And there's not just one book, but to be in this book, I had to choose one. So I did choose one, and that book, the book I read, was out March of this year, and it went Amazon bestseller. The book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, is going to have something about this patience thing in it. It's going to have something about the sun and the earth, and are you a planet or are you the sun? That's only a question that you can answer. Until next week, my dear audience, which I will be in Oregon. Next week I will be in Oregon. Beepity beep. Going back to the trees just for a little bit. Until next week, I want you all to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe, your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting every moment without resistance. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Teacher, Student. Remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find, the more peace you will experience, and every moment reflects. Every moment of your life reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Oh, and I forgot. I should have said this at the beginning of class, at the beginning of the show. If you want to talk to me throughout the week, I am live on the OWLL app, OWWLL. That's OWWLL. And you can speak with me live. $5 for 10 minutes. Wow, that's a bargain. Bargain. Anytime during the week. All right, everyone, have a conscious week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
It's time to get some answers.